This week's mailbag comes to us from Marsha. Marsha says, "Dear Lisa, I just listened to A Day in the Life Saturday, and it was so fun. I love your podcast, and I've learned so much from you. I so appreciate that you seem to understand everyone, and I have never felt any judgment at all from you. Learning about your take on the life stages and generations is so helpful. And one of my favorite series is the ADHD and organizing. I may or may not have ADHD, but I definitely have some of those tendencies and like the concept of a spectrum there. I'm the mom of four children, ages 8 to almost 18, and my kids are involved with sports and I work outside the home. So that does make things a bit busy here. I feel as though I may be straddling the accumulation and survival phases. I'm also turning 50 in October, so I see a lot of people around my age starting to downsize, but it will be a bit before I'm completely there. We lost my mom and her mother, my 105-year-old grandmother, last year. I live the closest to my dad, so I will be helping with some downsizing there, and as you can imagine, both ladies accumulated a lot over the years. Every weekday morning, I wake up early and fill my cup with the best brain food, which includes podcasts like yours. When I take care of myself first, the day goes so much better. Externally, I would say I don't look like a success story, and that does not make me feel bad. The concepts that I have learned from you have helped me take a lot of pressure off myself. I can't recall if you have ever mentioned emotional intelligence, but I have recently, and in the past, taken the assessment through my job, and I score extremely high in optimism, and that, coupled with a few other subscales, put my well-being and happiness in a high range, even though all of my other scores are in the mid-range. And I honestly feel like what I learned through listening to you enhances my emotional intelligence and is definitely one of the things that brings me joy. All of this to say thank you so much for all that you do. Your heart for teaching and service is incredible. Thank you, Marsha. Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. This is the last in a podcast series all about how Organized 365 defines work in four different kinds of work: pink, purple, blue, and green. Today is Friday. This was recorded in November of 2021, and Friday is kind of a hodgepodge day. There's a little bit of green, a little bit of blue, a little bit of purple, very little pink. Let's dive in and see what happened on this Friday in November 2021. On Friday, I do every color of the workbox except for pink because I filled up my pink slash buckets yesterday with the people that I met. So today, I always do a little bit of purple, a little bit of green, and a little bit of blue. So in the mornings, I get ready. I usually get up just about 15 minutes later, and I get into the office about half an hour later. I should be arriving at the office right about 8 o'clock. And I go live at 9, and I talk about the podcast that's coming out in my Facebook and Instagram Live at 9 a.m. And since I record my podcast early, like these podcasts are being recorded 3 months early just because I needed a solid week where I could just keep recording and keep recording. I'm so glad I did this in November. You're going to listen to this. This may even be coming out the beginning of March. But that, you know, that means that a lot of times when podcasts come out, I have more to say. So if I'm recording my podcast 3 to 6 weeks in advance, by the time it actually airs on a Friday, I've still been thinking about that concept or different things have been happening in the world. And so I usually have more color to add to whatever the podcast is. And that's what I share in my live at 9. And so I've been thinking all morning about what I'm going to share in my live today at 9, which is our app is launched. I'm so excited. So a year ago, we launched an app that basically was just a replication of the dashboard inside of the website, but only two portions of the website. It was only the 100 days, and it was the Sunday Basket Club. It wasn't anything else. and the app was limited in what we could add going forward. And so we decided to get rid of that app, which is what happened today, and create a new app, which is a community app, which is going to be replacing Facebook. So we soft launched this app on Monday just to our team, and somehow someone found it and 500 people were on it by the end of Monday, which is hilarious. Thursday, we did send an email out, so more people joined the app. But this morning, officially, Friday morning, is when the newsletters go out and the podcast goes out to let everyone know that we have a replacement to Facebook for our courses. It's not just for anybody. It's for anybody that's in any of the communities that go with your purchase, like the Sunday Basket, the Friday Workbox, the Productive Home Solution. Any of those programs that have community aspects to them, they are now inside of the app. And within a couple weeks, we will totally be off of Facebook for any of our paid programs. Only our free offerings will be on Facebook. So since that has launched on Friday and we went out of beta, there are some things that are different in our app than you would expect. So like, here's the biggest example that I know will still be true when you're listening to this podcast. We go live in the Friday Workbox and in the Sunday Basket Club. And by we, I mean Monique and her team. Go live for 90 minutes on Friday and 90 minutes on Sunday just to hold you accountable and to add community and a way for us to do our workboxes and Sunday baskets together. Inside of our app, we could go live and you could comment back and forth while you're watching live. But when the live is over, the video actually disappears from the app and so do all of the comments. And so when all of that goes away, then whoever did the live on our team saves that video to their phone and then needs to re-upload it in the app. And because our videos are 90 minutes long, it takes a long time. It could take like 30 minutes to an hour to upload the video. I know. I don't know how to tell you, but we can't do it on our computers. It's just a limitation of the app that we have. So it's about an hour, and then the video will go back up, but the comments are not there. And that's just something you're not used to because on Facebook, the live stays there and it's immediately available and the comments stay. So I just need to make sure that people realize that that is how our lives are going to work. And once you know it, then you're like, oh, okay, that's how the lives work on this app, but it's kind of not what you're expecting. A second thing, which I know still will be true by the time this podcast comes out, is that when you log into our new app, it automatically syncs with our website. Like literally when you put your email in instantaneously, the app knows what courses you've already purchased and you're already tagged for the groups. It is fantastic. And so you'll have those tags right as you join the app, but there are also badges and the badges are assigned afterwards and they have to be done manually through the back end of the app. And so twice a week, we go into everyone who's new and we just update the badges that they should have inside of the app. And that does not happen automatically. So I just need to let people know that within 7 days, any badges that you should have based on the courses that you're in or whatever will show up. And the badges are going to be so much fun. And at the time of this recording, the badges are only available on the iPhone app. But by the time you listen to this, I believe they'll be available in the Google Play Store app as well. That's something that has to be done by our developer. So things like that. That's the kind of stuff that I share on my Friday Live. Just it's an enriching and adds more color to the podcast that I've already recorded a little bit sooner. Now today, that's a purple activity. Today I have another purple activity, which is I'm doing a masterclass, Your Most Productive Year Ever. I'm doing this one 4 times at the end of 2021, just to tell people how they can really take advantage of planning and preparing for 2022, especially if getting organized is one of the goals that they have for 2022. Then we are going to have a Thanksgiving lunch because it is the Friday before Thanksgiving. We're having Bob Evans. And then I'll meet with Vanessa end of the day just to see who's going to be out next week, which will be a lot of people because it's the week of Thanksgiving. We're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We do not do a Black Friday sale. We do not do any sale of any kind ever. But also, I don't like to create organizing emergencies or take any time away when our team is naturally taking vacation or are using their company given holidays. So I just don't create any stress inside of Organize 365. We'll have a great Thanksgiving. Nothing will go wrong on the website. We don't have to worry about, this weekend bringing in all the money for our company. I know I could make more money if I did more sales and more scarcity type advertising. I just don't want that environment for my employees or for our company. I want them to be able to enjoy the holidays. And typically it is the holidays when you run those sales. So I just decided years and years and years ago that I wasn't going to do it. And so I don't do it. And that way you could just buy with confidence whenever you decide you want to get organized, because you're not going to miss a sale because there isn't one. So I am almost at the office. I'm going to go around and say hi. I'm going to do my live and then I will come back before I do my masterclass. Finished my Friday live at 9:20. And between 9:20 and 10:40, when I will prepare for the masterclass, I'm getting done a bunch of green tasks. So Friday morning, I try to go through all of my email, because usually there are still emails in there from team members or other outside entities that need my response, and they could probably get an answer back to me by the end of Friday. So I deep dive into my email. That took about half an hour. And then I go through anything that team members have given me on my desk that need approval by the end of the day. I try to get those back early on Friday. So if there's anything else they can do to get it finished by the end of Friday, so they don't have to think about it over the weekend, I do that. Now it is 10:10 and I am going to work on these podcast episodes I've been recording all week. And then at 10:40, I will prepare for my 11 o'clock masterclass, do my 11 o'clock masterclass, and the Thanksgiving feast that we have ordered for the team will probably arrive a little bit before noon. They will all get their plates and start eating before I'm done with my masterclass around 12:15-ish usually, and I'll come out and join them for the feast, and then I will talk to you after my belly is full. Oh my goodness, that was such a good meal. I love Thanksgiving foods. Thanksgiving foods are so awesome. All right, so it is 1:30 on Friday. And at this point, most people will be doing their Friday workbox. I do not do my Friday workbox on Friday, but there is a reason why. And the reason why is because I will go meet with Vanessa now. We'll just tie up any loose ends from the week, make sure I know what's on deck the beginning of next week. And because I have structured our company so that all of our team meetings start on Tuesday, there really is nothing I have to do Friday, end of the day, for a meeting on Monday morning. Like, I don't schedule Monday morning meetings inside of the company ever. Like, I just don't do it. Because when you have something first thing on Monday morning, sometimes it can cause anxiety or cause you to work on the weekend. And I don't want my team to need to work on the weekend, so they can come in on Monday, get going on whatever projects they're doing, get prepared for our meetings. All day on Tuesday, I will have meetings. So I end up doing my Friday workbox on the weekend, and I usually come in for 4 or 5 hours. And the reason why I don't really talk about this a lot on the podcast is because, well, most people don't want to spend 4 or 5 hours on the weekend working on their business or setting up their week for success. Or they're like, why would you work that many unpaid hours? And I was really thinking about this, and I am a salaried worker, so I don't really work hourly, and I've never had a job that was hourly. Like, as a teacher, I always worked 5 to 10 hours on the weekend getting ready for the next week. So I'm used to this kind of cadence of working. It really works for me. Friday afternoon, I like to just walk around, find out what people are doing for their weekend, kind of get the social connection with the team that I don't usually do during the week because I'm so task-oriented, finishing up any projects I'm working on, like these podcasts that I'm recording. And then Friday night and Saturday, I tend to spend with my family. But by Sunday, I'm ready to start planning and prioritizing what goes on in the work week. Additionally, since I don't do my Friday workbox on Friday afternoon, I don't send out a lot of emails to team members. So if I were to do my Friday workbox Friday afternoon, like I counsel you to do, where I counsel you to go through your calendar for next week and send out emails Friday afternoon for any information you might need for Monday or Tuesday meetings, that makes total sense, because you might be working with someone else and you'll get that response back on Friday afternoon or sometime over the weekend when they look at those emails and get you back what you need for Monday morning. But like I said, I don't have any Monday morning meetings, so I don't need any information back. And if I were to start going through my Friday workbox and firing off all the emails related to loose ends or things like that, it would cause my team to work on the weekend, and I don't want them to do that. But additionally, we don't send a lot of emails. So I actually just update our meeting agendas with questions that I have. And if I do that on a Friday, they're going to check the meeting agenda and then they will answer the questions, or it will be an open loop in their head, my team members' heads over the weekend. But if I do it on Sunday afternoon and I literally have open all the 12 different meeting agendas I'm in next week, I will spend 4 to 5 hours. I spend all this time updating all of these agendas, looking at the amount of work, and I also hold back. I don't always ask for everything immediately as I think of it. I have another agenda where I'm holding back, like, what would be the next project so that I don't overwhelm my team. And this weekend when I come in, you know, it's Thanksgiving week next week, so we're only working 3 days, and a lot of people are only working 2 days. So there's no point in asking a bunch of questions and starting a bunch of projects because I want them to be able to enjoy their Thanksgiving. So part of how I do my Friday workbox keeps the company moving and keeps my ideas flowing and has a place to hold all of those while not overwhelming or passing on all of my thoughts or the next thing that I want done to my team for them to hold it in their Friday workbox. I hold it back in mine so that I don't create unnecessary panic where there doesn't need to be any. So I am going to actually create a binder today. We have so much related to our research that we did last week that I'm pulling it into a binder and then going to just put one slash pocket in my Friday workbox. I'm working on these podcast episodes, and then I will head on home. Well, I'm leaving work. It's 4:30. It has been a full week. I love the variety of the days that I have. I love the different works that I do at home as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, as an employer, just as a learner. I love the life that I have created for myself and how I've orchestrated all the different kinds of work that I do. But Friday afternoons, I am ready to go home and snuggle Grayson. Greg and I will probably watch a movie tonight, and I'm just ready for the weekend. For those of you who follow along Organize 365, you follow me on Instagram, you listen to all of the Organize 365 podcasts, when I talk about a workbox, you understand what I'm talking about because you see me use it in my everyday life, or you've seen it enough on Instagram or heard various Organize 365 references and podcasts or select podcasts that have been recorded over the last 2 years. But the truth is, I talk a lot about the Sunday basket. I talk a lot about the productive home solution, and I kind of sprinkle in here and there this information about how I have organized work. And to be honest, organizing work is the thing that I had organized before I really started talking about the Sunday basket or the productive home solution that used to be called All Access and the 100-Day Home Organization Program. Over the last couple of years, I have shared with more and more and more people how to organize work. And as I've grown the company Organize 365 as the founder and as the creator and added to my own team, I've realized that I had to kind of create a vocabulary inside of our company and define the different kinds of work that we do as we go throughout our day so that we can all be on the same page and moving faster in the same direction with less miscommunication. So the Friday workbox really divides your work week into four different kinds of work that you do. And there is some customization here. Some positions are more heavily focused in one color than another color. And different seasons inside of your job, you'll be heavily focused in one color versus another color. So let me explain the colors. The colors of the Friday workbox go in order: pink, purple, blue, and green. And I discovered this 20 plus years ago when I was in direct sales, trying to figure out how to make the people on my team as productive and profitable as I was in Creative Memories. And I realized I was doing four different activities inside of my job and that all of the other leaders were doing the same activities inside of their jobs, but our downline were only doing one or two, sometimes three, but usually only one or two of these kinds of work. And the work is this. Pink work is work that only you can do, is work that you do before you get a sale. It's ideas, it's projects, it's creation, it's kind of secret work, but it has to be done in order to get to Purple Work. And Purple Work is really your job description. It's what you were hired to do. It's working with clients. It's finishing the project. It's shipping the thing. It's doing the service. It's whatever brings the money into your organization. That's the purple work. That's what people usually define really well. But without any pink work, you don't have spontaneity and newness and the wow factor of your purple work. So you really have to have both. And most people have focused on pink and purple work, but they have not gone further to the blue and green work. Blue work is incorporating a team to bring that purple work to life, both internally and externally in your business. And then green is the administrative and repetitive tasks that need to be done inside of every job and every organization in order to keep all of your processes and procedures up to date and your communication top notch. You will find in certain seasons, like the end of the year, you're heavily in green work. Or if you're getting ready to launch a product or a new service, or you're in your busy time, like as an accountant, you'll be doing almost only purple work. But there is a blend of these four different kinds of work in every role, in every organization, in every company. And that's what I've been sharing over a series of podcasts that I've shared in Organize 365 in 2021 and early 2022. So that is what you've been listening to today. You can head on over to the Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist, which is a separate podcast feed that has been pulled now in order to help you just have just the podcast-related episodes. In there, you will find podcast episodes just on each of these different colors of work, what it looks like when you put it all together, what Organize 365 thinks work is. Your purple work doesn't have to be for money. It can just be whatever you are doing Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and a couple of select episodes where I have interviewed people on the Organize 365 podcast, and we've specifically talked about using a workbox and how you organize work in different kinds of work. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast that you just listened to here on Organize 365, or you're about to listen to here on the new Organize 365 Friday Workbox playlist podcast. To learn all about the Organize 365 workboxes, head on over to organize365.com/workboxes. There you'll find the physical product, the workbox planning days that we have, any webinars that are scheduled, and how you can incorporate the workboxes into your small business or team.